King of Kings. And many sons and daughters were given unto him, for he was fruitful and multiplied past all understanding. Whilst but a youth, he rose up in righteousness and smote the Hophite king of the charioteers. Many sons of Ham and eggheads sought out Bobby to hear his wisdom which God had put into his heart, and he stood up beautiful before all men. Then it came to pass that John was foully slain. Thrones were cast down. There was a falling off. Bobby's place at the Lord's right hand was taken by the archangel Hubert, whose mouth was full of tongue. And there were murmurings of discontent amongst the people. Wherefore did LBJ summon Bobby unto him and say, Art thou he that troubleth my reign, and sacrificed not unto thee? Bobby answered him, Troubled not thy reign, but thou, usurper king, in my brother's house hast gone whoring after the generals. Thou hast impoverished the spirit where once stood Pablo Casals. Thou bringest in Martha Ray. Then did LBJ command, Get thee hence and show not thy face in my councils, lest I cast thee into a barbecue pit of fire and brimstone, and take thine accursed eggheads with thee. Wherefore did Bobby gather his brethren and go forth into exile. At his side was Galbraith, apostle of affluence, whose thoughts, like his book, towered over all men. And there also went Schlesinger the scribe, and Sorensen the Holy Ghost, and sundry sons of Harvard, thinkers all, and builders of the lofty premise. And Bobby summoned his counselors and said, Soon there shall come the election. Shall it fall on me? Shall we take arms against this sea of Texans, and by opposing, end them? But the counselors replied, Strive not with this mighty man, lest he take thee by the forelock, and he will surely shear thee like a sheep. Let not thy strength be wasted, keep thy counsel, and observe the opportunity. And Bobby hearkened unto them, for he knew that it was writ, You can't smite city hall. But then Bobby's heart was moved, and he ended the fray, and lo, people enlisted under his banner and cried out, O Bobby, brother of Jack, lead us out of this wilderness, lest we perish. And he went into the primaries, and the states gave way before his mighty host. And he came unto a place called California, where he strove mightily with his foes, and he was victorious. And then a foul assassin, a son of Ishmael, rose up against him, and he was slain. And strong men wept, and the people were sore afraid, and the houses were in mourning. Those who had seen a great light saw only darkness now. They sat upon the ground and wept.
I have never avuto mai had guests of noisy pianto rumorosi come tu.
I believe that this nation should commit itself.
connection, and for me, it's a very clear connection, between the Iran-Contra-Reagan scandal and the Kennedy assassination.
Off the top of my head, I'd say no.
I have some amazing facts, amazing coincidences.
In quotes.
I'm just laughing.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah.
Harry, if you stay with me, I'll take you from the hole to the entire donut.
Okay, well, you don't have a lot of time, Richard, so just...
I won't take...
Okay.
How many letters in the name North?
Ollie North. O-L...
Just the North part.
Oh, okay. Five.
How many letters in the name Oswald, like Lee Harvey Oswald?
Six.
I have other amazing... I'm more amazing than...
No, Richard. In all fairness, I hope you do, because that's not that amazing. I mean, six letters and five letters, I think, you know.
If you nitpick the details, you lose the forest of the trees a little bit on here. I can do more.
Well, you're painting with a fine brush right now.
Have more meaty clues.
Paul, do we have time?
Yeah, we have a couple minutes.
Okay.
I don't have that much time. I'm going to Musso's for the sand dabs. So
oh, okay. Well, they are frozen, you know.
They're frozen. That's better than fresh.
Okay, well, go ahead.
A couple of months before the assassination, Harry, Jack Ruby made only a few long-distance phone calls. This is documented.
All right, this is the assassin of Lee Harvey Oswald.
A week before the assassination, in November, he made 30 or 40 long-distance calls to Chicago. This is...
So what? To whom?
To the Chicago office of AGVA, the American Guild of Variety Artists.
That's the show business union that represents nightclub singers and dancers, is that right?
Right. Now, ostensibly, this was to get strippers to appear in his club, the Carousel Club in Dallas. But, Harry, it wasn't to get strippers to appear in his club. It was to get Ronald Reagan's home number. This is the Iran show business connection. Get Ronald Reagan's home number, who was still an actor at that time, to invite Reagan to Jack Ruby's wedding, to the wedding of Jack Ruby to his dog, Sheba.
Okay, Mr. Petrosian, thank you.
Harry, swear to God, I know this is outlandish. Jack Ruby had a very strong emotional and sexual relationship with his dog. This is documented. This is in reasonable doubt. Mark Lane is...
No, we're not going to get into Mark Lane. All right, look, we have a lot of other people with questions and comments.
Can I just one more last thing? I swear to God, I'm sorry. Just one, because I know you butt your head against the wall so often on this stuff.
All right.
This will be quick, because if you don't get the Musso's, they don't seat you to your whole party's there, so I'm going to...
Okay, go ahead. If you have any physical evidence...
I have physical evidence. This may be startling a little bit to the people. A few months ago, Harry, my wife and I were renewing our vows.
Oh, that's very nice.
Philly Plaza.
Cut the Rolling Stones concert. Elvis was in the building.
Evil, it's only a shot away.
John Wick is it. ITS is 48. Evil is 48. That's why I'm negative 48. Children, it's only a shot away. Children, evil only a shot away. Those were the lyrics in the song. Make America Great Again 163. Aaliyah. Not dead.
Seconds in Dallas, because, you know, 6 Seconds is the one that's got all the trajectories and the triangulation of the bullets and stuff. And it's great. It's just got this, like, second-by-second account of just the entire tragic sequence, you know?
That's fascinating, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But then, of course, then there's my real favorite one right here, which you really should snap up if you can. Forgive My Grief. It is great. Because, you know, this also has all this testimony that, like, gosh, you know, they talked to Mrs. Earlene Roberts, you know, who was Oswald's landlady and stuff. Oh, yeah. You know, and she swears that she saw this Dallas patrol car pull up in front of Oswald's house and get this little tit, tit.
Tit, tit?
Yeah, yeah. It was the tip-off for Oswald, you know? Yeah, he was supposed to go up the street, up Beckley Avenue. He was in Oak Cliff, you know, to go to the Steak and Egg Kitchen, you know, where he's supposed to meet with J.E. Tippit and have their breakfast of infamy. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, the waitresses, you know, went on record in the Warren Report as saying that Oswald didn't like his eggs and used bad language.
My goodness.
But this is good, but, of course, then there's what my book, you know.
You've written one of these books?
Well, I've been working on mine. Yeah. It's going to be good, though. It's going to be this totally new approach, you know. I was just talking with my publisher at this small press, you know, and, I mean, he was telling me that it's going to be a real winner. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of calling it something like, oh, Profiles and Cowardice or something. But he said he didn't think it was too good idea, you know. And he really thought that maybe I should do something like call it Conspiracy of Go-Go.
That's catchy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I've just expanded and expanded upon it, you know. And I went on, there's this new section, you know, about how JFK and Jackie were, you know, speed freaks, and they were just hopped up on amphetamines day in and day out.
Is that true?
Oh, really, really. Yeah, at the White House, they were visited all the time by this doctor that they came to call Dr. Feelgood. Huh. Oh, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Well, you know, these all look really good, but I think I'll wait for your book to come out. I'm supposed to be in a movie, so I gotta get move on, but
yeah.
I'll look for your book. Okay?
Great, yes. Well, that's definitely look for it. Profiles and Cowardice, or okay. Conspiracy of Go-Go.
President Kennedy is offered a large Texas hat.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how much? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Just located this wonderful JFK memorial booklet. His life, his words, his deeds.
Cool.
Yeah, just one more, and I'll have the whole set.
All right.
Now, the last one's the Jackie Kennedy issue that's got those wonderful articles like How I Told the Children and Why the Eternal Flame and all that stuff.
Uh-huh. So, what else has been going on?
Oh, well, I did find out some really startling information about Jack Ruby.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I always knew all that stuff, how he'd been a hitman for, you know, the mob in Chicago and in New Orleans and stuff, and how he was icing people at a pretty young age, but, you know, I didn't know all that stuff about his dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah. He was fascinated with his dogs, and he had this one dachshund named Sheba that he just took with him everywhere. He treated her like his wife. Yeah, and that was the same dog, you know, he took down to the city jail basement when he went to Silence Oswald.
order was taken.
Now, did you go to the depository?
It's not a depository anymore.
Really?
It's expensive loft housing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I wanted to get up into the fifth floor window, you know, and just sit there and squat, you know. Not that I want to be an assassin.
No, I understand.
Not that I want to, just to get that rush.
Yeah, yeah, okay, anyway.
I want to be an assassin.
I understand. All right, so now you have the photograph.
Okay. The photograph was taken. We're renewing our vows, Harry. And just at that very moment, Bud McFarland and his daughter were jogging by. At the very moment he's supposed to have been in that Valium coma. Now you're coincidental.
The national security.
National, whatever he was. There
right.
He was.
Now, do you have these photos? I mean, was there a clergyman that?
Just a Nikon. This.
No. I mean, officiating at the vows.
No, we had a judge.
Did he see this?
No, we didn't see until we got the pictures back.
And you have the pictures with you tonight?
My wife's mother has these pictures. Now we're getting those back. When we get them back, get them blown up.
Is she blowing them up?
No, she's not. She's looking at him not for details.
Oh, I see. All right. Mr. Richard Petrosi.
She's looking at him not for assassination reasons.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Is that your real name, by the way?
It's real enough for right now.
Okay. All right. Richard Petrosi, enjoy your meal.
Enjoy the rest of your live HBO show.
Thank you very much. We don't have...
The events of November 22nd, 1963.
Food and perhaps drink for thought.
Where were you on November 22nd,
TM Productions, area 214-634-8511, collect. The companion television spot is available for demonstration. All the basic cuts of the U campaign produced by Jim Long for TM Productions, Dallas.
And now, here's Johnny. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your...
Just a moment. We have a bulletin coming in.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News.
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
In Dallas, Texas.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. In the motorcade route.
It's being on me later.
Three shots were fired.
Put me on.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Stand by, please.
The president was hit in the head. Grabbed and helped the stop. The president was hit in the head. Grabbed and helped the stop.
Stand by, please.
Thank you.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Heirs of Britain. Heirs of Britain. Black sweater.
This is the man who killed President Kennedy.
You have anything to say, you bet? Oswald has a shot. Oswald has a shot. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher.
Standing all right. Standing all right.
Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby.
He runs the carousel club. Here is the ambulance.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, "Oh no! Oh no!
The energy!
Oh no!
The faith!
Oh no!
The devotion!
Oh no!" The motorcade sped on.
Jesse Curry, Earl Warren, Mark Lane, UCLA law professor Wesley J. Liebler. Lane's star witness is S.M. Holland, Harold Weisberg, Mrs. Shirley Martin, Sylvia Marr, Edward J. Epstein,
Richard Helms,
Congressman Ford, Penn Jones Jr., Batman and Robin, Dorothy Kilgallen, Police Officer Tippett. Another name on the list is William Whaley, who was supposedly impersonating him.
All right, so what are you saying now? That everybody on the Warren Commission is in on this conspiracy, right?
Well, why not?
During a 15-minute operation failed to save the president. He died on a stretcher cart at approximately 1 p.m. Later, suspect Lee Harvey Oswald had been apprehended inside a movie theater and charged with murder.
Everywhere, and people have their way. We'll be right back. for the thrill. There's three bums coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and honor the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go down to my and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. Thank you.
listen to me, son. The age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in for the games. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul.
Understood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling.